the other day something happened, and it was one of those that is so cool stories.
Yeah, this is one of those, to set it up for you, this is one of those things where you think, oh no, this is not going to end well. This is going to be a horrible story.
No, we have our pet pages.
Our pet pages are specifically were created to help reunite
lost pets,
pet parents and their fur babies.
Right.
And this is something that we've done for a very long time.
And
a lot of people know now.
You lose a pet, you find a pet, you check pet pages.
You check pet pages, you call Woof.
Right. And something happened to Derek the other day that just, as you said, how did you phrase it?
Hit him in the feels.
Yep, that too.
I'm coming home, I'm coming home.
You know, here at Woof FM, we talk about pets a lot. We have a page called the Pet Pages where you can call us if you ever lose or find a pet. And we got a call yesterday.
Hey, this is Heather. I have a lost dog.
That was Heather in Wicksburg. Her young Morkie looks just like a Yorkie, but very small. Got out.
She's super, super tiny.
Tiny indeed. She weighs 2.5 pounds. And since she was so small, we went into high gear here at the radio station to help. We will definitely do all we can to help get her home this evening for you, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Shortly after we broadcast that yesterday afternoon, Heather received great news.
Yes, and they found her through your page. I'm so thankful. Oh, my gosh, I can't be thankful. She is all the way in North Carolina. She said that she rode in my lap all the way to North Carolina. Yes.
And now there is an interesting end to this nice story. The gentleman who found the dog took it to North Carolina because he thought
he
it was doing
a nice
thing.
He took her home and he bathed her immediately and gave her something to eat and made sure that she was taken care of.
Called Heather, said, hey, I found your dog. Explained the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Then the guy...
I didn't want to... And you've got to admit, even at 5 in the morning, somebody you don't know knocking on your door, that's just not done these days.
No. So... they're talking, and he says, look.
I'm in North Carolina. You're
way
down there.
You're in Wicksburg.
Let me meet you.
I'll meet you halfway. So the guy then gets back in his car with the dog, drives her halfway down. They meet up. They deliver the dog.
And then we've got a picture.
And that's what that picture is on our Facebook page of this nice lady, the gentleman, and the
Do we know this man's name?
I do not.
Because everybody needs to go on our Facebook page and they need to send a message to this sweet man. This is the kind of person that we want.
And he found
in our lives.
On our pet pages from North Carolina. Isn't that nice?
This is the kind of person that we want. Somebody that would do this for our fur babies.
Thank y'all for making it all possible.
I'm going to tell y'all something. When I read this story and I heard this story...
I bet she squalled.
I did! Stop it! Lee was telling me about it, and I was just in tears. I know how hard it is when you lose your fur baby, and it gets you to thinking, how many times does something like this happen, but the person who picks up your dog doesn't look for you?
But that's what Pet Pages are all about.
This guy's amazing.